What up, what up, what up, y'all? It's Hype Mike, the sports guy, season 2, episode 1. Hey, y'all. Y'all, we about to get into all things Lakers. All things Lakers, and that's going to start off with our player evals for the season thus far. Y'all, I sent out a little poll asking, who should I speak on first? Who should I speak on first? And I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to speak on Mark Gasol. Because you know what? I'm trying to start this thing off right. I'm trying to not be upset. I'm trying not to get too intense. I'm trying not to get upset. But then I read this quote from Mark Gasol today. I'm going to read it with y'all real quick. Just so y'all can understand where I'm coming from. Check this out. So Mark Gasol says today, or rather last night after the win, he says, versus the Kings, he says, in speaking on him being benched, I think there's an if they need you, and it's a big if. You're not plan A right now, you're plan C, D. You have to accept it because that's your job, and that's what you sign up to do. It's never easy to accept that, especially when you ask if you've done something wrong, when you try to do everything for the team. That's what Mark Gasol said last night after the win over the Kings. When you try to do everything for the team. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Gasol is averaging, let's round it, because it's 4.8 points, but we'll round it to 5. He's averaging 5 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 block. 5-4-2-1. That's our starting center. Was our starting center. When you try to do everything for the team. Now, I've heard this narrative. I keep hearing this narrative that, oh, you know, Lakers are number one in defensive efficiency when Mark Gasol is our starting center. That's great. That's great. But defensive efficiency doesn't tell the whole story. That's based off of the team. So shout out to Frank Vogel, who emphasizes defense to the utmost degree, which I love. But that has nothing to do with an individual. Well, some of it. But primarily what you want to look at when it's defense is defensive win shares. Because that is literally an individual rating that is speaking on how much you impact a team to win defensively. So I said, let me check out Mark Gasol's defensive win shares. Let's check it out. Let's check it out. Okay. Defensive win shares. He's not in the top 10. He's not in the top 20. He's not in the top 30. He's not in the top 40. Mark Gasol is 45th in defensive win shares. 45th. Mind you, number 46 is James Harden. And I mean no disrespect to James Harden. Hell of a season. But James Harden isn't exactly known for his defense. Am I right? James Harden isn't exactly known for his defense. He's 46. You're at 45. I mean, what do you want? If that's not enough, Mark, I haven't even mentioned how slow you move. I haven't even mentioned that you move like a turtle on steroids, if the steroids made you slower. I haven't even mentioned any of that, how you run on your heels. I haven't even said it looks like you don't stretch. I haven't talked about any of that, and I'm not going to say much more than what I just said. Let's just talk about your number. So what I said, I decided to do after reading that nasty quote, I said, let me look at the Western Conference. Let me look at the top 8 in the Western Conference, people who are going to the playoffs. Let me look at their starting centers. So I started with the Jazz, number 1 team in the West, right? Started with the Jazz. I said to myself, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look up every single center statistics and compare them with Mark Gasol's. Y'all, I'm not even going to say all the statistics because I'm just going to talk about rebounding. That's all I'm going to talk about. I'm just going to talk about rebounding. I'm not going to go and give you all their stats, because all of their stats in every metric outside of blocks, they're better than Marc Gasol. So let's start off with the Jazz, okay? So you guys understand what I'm saying. The Jazz have Rudy Gobert, right? Rudy Gobert averages 13 rebounds a game. Let's go to number two. Let's go to the Suns. DeAndre Ayton, 10 rebounds a game. The Clippers, Serge Ibaka, who was Marc Gasol's backup last year on Toronto. 6.7 rebounds a game. We're at the four seed, which we won't be for long. Don't stress. The Nuggets, Jokic, 11 rebounds a game. The Trailblazers, Nurkic, 7 rebounds a game. The Mavericks, Maxi Kleber, I'm not even sure I'm pronouncing his name right, 5.5 rebounds a game. Jacob Patel for the Spurs, the eighth seed, is averaging 8 rebounds a game. I just went through the top teams in the West. Marc Gasol is averaging 4 rebounds a game. Of course you can't start for us. By the way, does anybody see Marc Gasol guarding any of those people? Rudy Gobert, DeAndre Ayton, Serge Ibaka, Jokic, please. Nurkic, please. Maxi Kleber and Jacob Patel, I don't even know who they are, and I'm afraid to see them. I'm afraid. We can't feel sorry for Marc Gasol. I don't feel sorry for Marc Gasol. I give Marc Gasol a P for his letter grade. He has a piss poor performance for this season. Piss poor and unacceptable by any metric. I'll close with this, y'all. I'll close with this, and then I'm going to put it to bed. Marc Gasol is on a 2-year, $5.2 million deal. You said that's not bad, right? It's not bad, you know? It's not too much money. But he's getting paid the same as Dwight Howard is on a 1-year deal. On a 1-year deal. Dwight Howard is averaging 7 points a game. 8 rebounds a game, which is double the rebounds that Marc Gasol has. Mark's got him in blocks by 0.3. Dwight's at 0.9. Mark's at 1.2. And we're paying them the same. We lost Dwight, who has more rebounds, more points. Because we wanted Marc Gasol. Let's go again. Let's go to JaVale McGee, shall we? Let's look up JaVale. Now, JaVale, you're getting paid way too much. JaVale's making $4.2 million this year, which is more than Dwight and Mark. Lord. But JaVale is averaging 8 points a game and 5 rebounds a game. So even he is averaging more points and rebounds a game than Marc Gasol. And Mark, you have the nerve to talk about you are doing everything you can for this team. Are you out of your monkey mind? Piss poor and pathetic, Marc Gasol. Piss poor and pathetic. But I told y'all I wasn't going to get mad. And I'm not. That's my letter grade for Marc Gasol. Check us out next weekend. We're going to be doing one once a weekend. You guys name the player next time. You guys name the player. We'll keep it going. Hey, appreciate y'all. We about to keep this up. We about to keep this going. Hype Mike the Sports Guy Podcast, Season 2, Episode 1.